At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially off of a Chiefs bye week last week and straight back into another win against the San Francisco 49ers. The Chiefs are officially 5-0 against the Niners in the Mahomes era, with three of those coming in the regular season and then two in the Super Bowl. So safe to say the Chiefs own the San Francisco 49ers. Just love to see it. I'm wearing my big red Andy Reid shirt because Jody and I were lucky enough to watch a game alongside him on Friday night for Friday Night Lights, which was a ton of fun. We watched Matt Nagy's son versus Coach Dave Merritt's son, Blue Valley versus Blue Valley West. That was awesome. It's been a fun week. And then we got the win on Sunday in the Bay. And Chiefs are 6-0 right now. So we're just cruising. But let's get into it. There is a lot to talk about. So I am your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all. What's up? I am Jody. Sorry, I'm doing some last minute stuff over here. Let's kind of get into it because there is a lot to talk about. Yeah. And we do not want to be here all night with y'all. So first of all, if you are listening in on Twitter or on YouTube, shout out to you. Thank you for being here with us. If you're on Twitter, please retweet the show for us. If you are on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe immediately. But let's go ahead and get into around the NFL. So a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks in the NFL, but let's just mainly stick to last week, right? So Davante Adams was on the trade market for like all of 6 days. And it's funny the amount of Chiefs fans that were like, oh my God, he's going to come here. But like, if you know, you know, Davante Adams is not going to be traded within the division. So he ended up going to the Jets, the New Jersey Jets. And he had his first game. So he went to the Jets. He came off of that hamstring injury almost immediately and was active to play. He went 3 for 30 and they lost. They got embarrassed again. And they should just really feel bad for firing Robert Saleh.
Yeah. I was listening to Bill Belichick talk on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. And, you know, Bill obviously hates the Jets. He has a history with them, long, long history with them. And he's like, I don't understand why they fired Robert Saleh, like, in week five. Like, their defense has looked horrible since he left. There's no, like, they haven't looked better since he left. They acquired Davante Adams, which, okay, flashy trade, but, and he's a great chemistry with Aaron, or at least he did on the Packers. But it's like a few years later since we've had those two connecting on the football field, and they were fantastic on the Packers, but I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he only had like one day of like learning plays and whatnot.
Right. Yeah.
Even though they have their connection, what are they going to do? Pull off some plays from Green Bay? What were they going to do? So,
and you know, they don't even have Hackett play calling. Right. So like, that was like maybe the advantage, but they don't even have him. So,
you know, it's so like, am I mad at Davante Adams for leaving the Raiders, which was a god awful situation, and going to the Jets? No, I get it. Like, are both teams still 2-5? Yes, absolutely. But the Raiders organization really just continues to be in a downward spiral to where the Jets do have a lot of like chaos and drama going on over there. They at least have a consistent quarterback. They have a good defense. They do have some weapons and some pieces on that team where they should be a good team. They're just not a great team. So it's only week 7. Yeah. They still have some time to like get it together and get that chemistry going, but God bless.
Yeah, the Jets have a ton of talent all over their team, but it's just not – nothing's clicking for them right now. They played the Steelers. I think it was on Sunday Night Football, and the Steelers just absolutely swept the floor with them, with Russell Wilson at quarterback. So
yeah, that was quite hilarious. I'm like, quite hilarious to say the
Steelers. Steelers are funny this year. I don't know. Anyway,
That's a whole mess.
More
Let's go to the AFC. Well, yeah, you know what I mean. So Amari Cooper, who was another trade, which is crazy. DA and Amari Cooper happened literally within like 48 hours. It feels like he ended up going to the Bills, which I actually thought the Chiefs maybe would try to go out and get Amari Cooper because he is cheap. His contract wasn't a lot left.
Yeah.
I know that he's having drop problems this season, but he's still a 1,000-yard receiver every year. Like, I'm a huge fan of Amari Cooper, especially when he was with the Cowboys. He was a baller with the Dallas Cowboys, and it could be because he had a great quarterback. So he did score his very first touchdown this week. It made me very angry. I actually tweeted and was like, this makes me angry. Mm-hmm. But good for him. I mean, give Josh Allen another weapon. Why not? And we'll see. So, I mean, he wasn't there long at all. He was also active, ready to go for Sunday. I know that once he really, like, gets that chemistry down with Josh Allen and really learns their playbook, then he might be
Really good. Yeah. I just think with Amari Cooper, I think it's funny how, like, we saw what Patrick Mahomes won with that receiver last season, right? Now, Rashee Rice surprised most of us and was very, very good by the end of the season, very good by playoffs, what have you. But other than that, we didn't have a lot at receiver aside from Rashee Rice last year, right? And then he won an entire Super Bowl with him. And which maybe that's the coaching difference between the Chiefs and the Bills, which is fine. But we had MVS as, like, basically wide receiver 2 last season. The Bills.
Who just signed with the Saints today.
Yeah. Right. So
we MVS. We beat the allegations. Bless.
We did. MVS was signed by the Bills this offseason and was in their training camp, did preseason, everything. Did not get, like, hardly any targets in their first few games. And then I feel like the Bills kind of set up Josh Allen like we did Patrick Mahomes last season, where it was like you have Keon Coleman as your rookie, which was like our Rashee Rice last season. And then that was pretty much it. They gave him like Curtis Samuel. They have Shakir, who's been really good for them. They have Mac Hollins. They gave him MVS. And then now it's just funny to me that they waited 6 games to be like, no, we need an elite wide receiver for you, Josh.
So they also tried to pull the we can be a great team without Stephon Diggs, and that clearly did not last.
It lasted 6 games.
Good luck to them. Which, I mean, the Bills have been good this season. I mean, they're pretty up and down.
They've been all right.
Josh Allen is pretty up and down, but I mean, I think that he's still going to perform for the rest of the year. So I'm not going to shade him like that as much as I would like to. So.
No, I just think it's funny how they gave him all of 6 games without a number one wide receiver. And then they're like, you deserve one.
No.
Right back to it.
All of a sudden, I got money in the bank. Love to see it.
Yeah.
So with all of the injuries that have not only happened in the NFL, there's still just a ton happening in Kansas City. It feels like every single week there's somebody going out on this team. And there's a few receivers that are kind of on the market that there's rumors that the Chiefs may be getting. And at this point, I'm like, if Veach ain't winning, got nobody yet, I don't know. I don't know. So there was a report that came out today on the Dan Le Batard show that Cooper Kupp could be a possible trade asset. But they want a second for him, which is not realistic. So where I love your energy, Sean McVay and general manager, nobody's giving you a two for Cooper Kupp. Deontay Johnson is still very much out there and he needs to be saved from the Panthers like yesterday. So who knows what that phone call sounds like. I'm sure Veach has been working the phones. People just don't want to do deals with us. And so the wide receiver market is still something that we need. I actually think we need two wide receivers at this point. Just because, I think
I'm just wondering, like, so we have all these receivers on our practice squad, right? We have Justin Ross, Nico Remigio, Montrell Washington, Cornell Powell now are all on our practice squad. And I feel like, you know, we just re-signed Juju a few weeks ago, and Juju was elite against the Saints, and then he got a hamstring injury. His first practice back after bye week before the Niners. And then he was good to go. They thought he was good to go versus the Niners, and then he retweaked that hamstring really quickly.
Not surprising.
And it's so unfortunate because we love Juju, like we do, but he is injury prone.
By his injury history.
He's injury prone, so
we knew he wasn't going to play every game this season.
And to have him as your wide receiver one, it's just not sustainable.
No.
And then your backups are Worthy, who is a rookie, who we love him, but he's a rookie. He's learning. And then you have Mecole Hardman, you have Justin Watson, and Sky Moore. Those are our only active receivers. Now we've had guys step up in the offense, tight end wise and running backs, right? But like your receiver room is so depleted right now. And I don't think it's sustainable. We're only in week eight. We're only entering week eight. I don't think it's sustainable for what we have. So like Jody said, I think we need at least one receiver. It would be awesome if we could get two. I don't know if Veach can pull that off. It depends who it is. But there's a lot of receivers on the market, too. So, like, you could get, like, a Hunter Renfrow, and then let's say you get a Deontay Johnson or a Cooper Kupp if they feel like they can get something fair for that. I think the only way I'd want Cooper Kupp is if they eat most of his salary. Otherwise, I don't think that's worth it for us.
Yeah.
I think it's more worth getting someone young because you're going to be out Rashee Rice for a while next year because of his injury and then his suspension that's pending. So I feel like, and then all you really have is Worthy on the squad after that. So
yeah, I have more to say about the receivers and stuff, but I'll wait till we get towards Chiefs to talk about that. A little more that happened this week in the NFL.
2 weeks till the deadline. So
a little more. Jaden Daniels, rib injury day-to-day. That really sucks. I hate to see a rookie get injured, especially who's been balling. So hopefully he can make it back very soon. They did say at least, like, there was nothing broken. It was just more so of a contusion. So maybe, just maybe, he can come back and get off my fantasy bench very soon. The opponents that we see next week, which we'll talk a lot more about this next week, against Chiefs Bucks, but terrible. Lost two of their best players yesterday. Their number one and their number two receiver went out. Losing Mike Evans and Chris Godwin is sick.
In the same game.
Chris Godwin didn't need to be in the game in the last 10 seconds of the game anyway. That was just a terrible coaching decision from them. So I really hate to see two great guys go down, especially when Baker Mayfield has been pretty okay. So he's been dealing down there in Tampa Bay. So hopefully, they're saying Mike Evans probably won't even be back until week 12, which they go into a bye week, week 11. But I mean, it's only week 7 or 8.
Week 8, yeah.
And so but it sounds like they're not putting him on the IR. So I don't know what's happening there at all. And then Chris Godwin sounds like he's done for the season and he just had to have his emergency surgery, they said. So hopefully they're able to figure it out down there. They do have some really good pieces. I mean, Bucky Irvin is really good, and he clearly is showing that every single week. So I do think that they're going to be able to find a way to step up and keep it going. Freaking Niners game. Brandon Ayuk gets hurt in this game. Hamstring? No. I don't remember.
No, he tore his entire ACL. And MCL.
That's right. I don't
remember. That was against us, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, very unfortunate for Brandon Ayuk, because I will say the great thing about all of it is he just got his huge contract this year. So that's one blessing for the offseason for him. Now, I will say he did not practice at all in training camp. And I'm still a very firm believer of practicing in training camp and playing in preseason games.
Yeah.
To just get those joints moving and going. But it's really unfortunate for him that he now has a season ending injury.
Right.
I hate to see that for him.
No, I really hate to see that. And especially against us. Like, I never want that stuff to happen. I don't think Chimari Connor meant to injure him like that. He was just trying to make a play on the ball.
Yeah.
And it's just unfortunate.
His I don't think anything is ever intentional. You know?
No. I mean, rarely ever, right? But, like, you're just trying to make a play on the ball, and it's unfortunate. And sadly, he was on the receiving end of that, and I feel horrible for Brandon Ayuk. Like, they're just – the Niners are just torn up with injuries right
they're
now.
They're just as depleted as we are. Yeah. Like, when I think of the two most depleted teams in the NFL, I think of us. I think of them. I think of the Chargers. There's just some teams where it's like, God bless. Debo Samuel did not play this week, as you guys watched, because he had pneumonia. And actually, they didn't realize it until today, which is wildly insane. But I remember when I had pneumonia, I legit thought I was going to die. I remember how I felt when I had pneumonia. There's absolutely no way Debo was playing yesterday. I actually don't even know how he was standing up on the sidelines for so long. Because when I had pneumonia, I had to just lay down and not move. So good to see that he's out back home, probably recovering. I'm sure that they gave him all. When I had pneumonia, they gave me all type of breathing treatments. They gave me all type of shots because they were just trying to get the fluid out of my lungs. And some very intense medicine, and he has NFL medicine, which is better than the medicine that I got. So I'm sure that he is probably starting to feel better, but definitely rest up for him. I personally would not want to see him for 2 weeks just based off of how hard it is to get over pneumonia.
Right. I feel like it's got to be like a week at least. Well, and then I think they have a bye week after this Cowboys game. So
good. He's going to need 2 weeks.
Might as well sit him.
If he's back out there this week, I will be shocked. But pneumonia is scary. It literally feels like you're drowning. Like, that's how I felt. I felt like I was drowning. So
that's horrible.
Prayers to Debo.
Yeah.
And his beautiful family. Now, a little controversy. For some reason, Tua Tagovailoa is expected to return this week. And I don't know if y'all had the chance to listen to his press conference. Very defensive, very short, very, I don't got to talk to y'all. I can do whatever I want.
Yep.
And I don't know if this energy is coming from reporters or friends and family, because we've seen all on the media, especially like Good Morning Football, NFL Live, all of these shows that are like, he should not come back and play football. But he is. So very defensive. If y'all didn't listen, there's clips floating around on social media. You should definitely go back and kind of listen to that.
One of the big questions they asked him was if he was going to wear one of the Guardian helmets when he returns, and he just didn't see it as a priority, which...
He's like, no.
I mean, to each their own. But that's... To me, I feel like you should. And now I know they're not, like, the best-looking helmets, right? Like, they're kind of funny-looking. But, like, with that many concussions and what you're going through...
Incredibly irresponsible. Like, irresponsible. Yeah,
I don't get why you don't, but they definitely need him in that offense. Like, their offense is horrible without him. It's awful. Like, Tyreek Hill has like 200 yards on the seat. I mean, it's not good. And so I mean, I hope the best for Tua. I think he seems like a great dude. I want him to do well, but it's tough.
I definitely think he needs to be responsible, and I'm sure that he has had a ton of debates, which is why he was so
short. But,
you know, it's week 8. Hopefully he does not get concussed in the next 10 weeks of football. I don't even know what else I'm supposed to say at that point. But let's go ahead and get into one of these sponsors. I'm like, because I don't know what to say about Tua anymore at this point. But anyway, shout out to the sponsor.
So for Autograph, we found out the best ticket hack ever. No fee tickets all season long. Thanks to the Autograph app. Score no fee tickets to the big game this weekend and beyond and look like a genius front of all of your friends and family. Download the Autograph app using Kingdoms Queens as your promo code to grab your stress-free no fee Kingdoms Queens ticket today.
You know, it's so funny because when I tried to when I downloaded this app and I went to go look at Royals tickets for the playoff game were so high on every app.
I know. I was
just like, I'm poor. Somebody give me tickets. Someone give me tickets. But no, if you have not downloaded the Autograph app yet, please make sure you download it and make sure you use promo codes Kingdoms Queens. Download the app, see all the cool, great things that we have on there. Again, shout out to everybody. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say it's not just football, it's every sport. So if you want to grab tickets for any sport that's in your city, feel free, but use our promo code to download the app. And then you get all kinds of cool prizes and rewards when you do use that. So,
I mean, NBA just kicked off today. Celtics Knicks playing right now as we speak, and the Celtics are whooping them. But yes, you can get all your NBA news on there as well. So anyway, let's go ahead and recap this Niners game. So the Chiefs played the Niners. I had this being a loss this week. I know we did not talk to y'all last week, but I had this game being a loss. And we won. And before the game started and most of the week, I said, the only way the Chiefs win this game is if it's the defense, if Patrick plays clean, and I honestly think it's going to be the defense because I don't think the offense is going to be able to do anything. Just being very honest and transparent with y'all. It's what I do. And I'm so glad that I was wrong. I love when I'm wrong. I love when Patrick Mahomes shuts me up. Thank you.
He said, Jody, why doubt us?
No, I think we're winning the Super Bowl. I just thought we were losing the Niners game. So,
no, I get it. I mean,
for all the people who were saying the Chiefs are going undefeated, we're not. We're going to lose a game. Have you not met this team?
Who are we going to lose to?
What games did we lose last year that we did not think we were going to lose? We lost 6 last year. Let's go through them.
Raiders Christmas was probably my biggest one I didn't think we'd lose.
I didn't think we'd lose to the Broncos.
Yeah, that's tough. I feel like we were due. We were due.
Yeah, so
we had beat them like 17 times in a row.
Trying to say that this Chiefs team with 0 receivers, 1 running back, we're gonna lose a game, and I need everybody to know that it is okay. We still can.
If we do lose, it will be okay. We haven't lost yet, which is wonderful.
It won't even be to like an AFC team. It'll be to an NFC team.
Honestly,
it's really not gonna matter. We're still gonna win.
The only NFC teams we have left are the Bucks and Panthers, and I don't really see us losing either of those games. I think if we lose a game, I could see it being during that stretch where we have 10 or no, 3 games in 10 days where it's like the Steelers, the Texans, and whoever else we play in that stretch. I could see it either being to the Texans or the Steelers again on Christmas Day because I feel like there's going to be some weird freaking thing on Christmas Day that maybe, I don't know, but I feel like it's going to be one of those. I don't feel like it's going to be NFC anymore because I feel like we got through the gauntlet of those teams that could have beat us.
We need to win another 4 games before I say that.
We have the Raiders next, then the Bucks, and then the Bills. I think if we get through those 3 games with wins, then I will say, okay, we can go 20-0.
Yeah.
We can go 17-0, whatever. Yeah.
But when we get into that December run, if we don't have another receiver and Brett Veach decides that he wants to run with who we got, we're going to lose a game.
We have to get a receiver. Like, it's not even an option.
We actually need a corner. We probably need a receiver and a corner.
And a corner. We lost. Yeah, we'll get into that too. But oh my gosh.
So let's recap this Niners game. The game was great.
I'm going to let you start because my light is flickering and I need to it's pissing.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Fix that. It's making my eye twitch. No. So get into the recap of Chiefs Niners. Going back to the Bay, very hostile environment. If you guys are on social media or just listening to different radio outlets and things like that, they were talking so much crap, and they made it very clear that this game was important to them to win, and not even from an aspect that we've beat them twice in the Super Bowl. They just needed to know that Kyle Shanahan could figure out a way to beat Andy Reid, and he did not. And not only did they not beat the Chiefs still shot themselves in the foot most of the game. Patrick Mahomes... The Chiefs, not even going to say Patrick. The Chiefs are averaging 2 turnovers a game. Still, we said this to y'all 3 weeks ago. The Chiefs are still averaging 2 turnovers a game every single game, and they're still going out there and finding ways to win, right? Now, I will say lots of things happened in this game. Lost Jalen, which was absolutely awful because he was clearly CB2 standing next to Trent McDuffie. Those two have been really good. Our other corner step up.
Jalen has been elite.
He's been great all season.
He's been really good.
So to see him go down, that really sucks because of how great he's been for us. It's also really unfortunate.
And I feel like it's like the same injury that Pacheco got. The same fibula tibia thing. That's what they're saying today.
I got to do research. I don't know.
They said
Pacheco's was more like his ankle.
But that's it. Fibula tibia is your ankle, pretty much.
Technically, it's not.
I don't know. But it's the same. It's like literally the same kind of injury. It's like the same. But like they're able to like walk off the field on it, right? Yeah. Like Pacheco and Jalen were both able to walk off the field. It's the same kind of thing. So I think if it takes... Now, there's a chance what I'm hearing and what they said on the broadcast the other day is that Pacheco could come back like mid-November off of his injury. And now knowing our team, it'll probably be late November if I had to guess.
I would say December. I bet they would bring him back around that.
I don't see them rushing it, especially with our running back room right now. Right. But I think with Jalen, I feel like if he has that same recovery time and we're deep in the playoffs, if he could come in and we make it to the championship game, if he can come in championship game and Super Bowl, that is huge for us. So
yeah, if he could come back in February,
hoping the best for him.
If he could come back in January or February, that would be great. But I'm not giving my hopes up. I'm just going to go with the intent that he's going to be out for the season, especially because everybody doesn't heal the same either. And I hope that our coaching staff is thinking that way, too. You know what I mean? I don't want them to go on, maybe this could happen. I want them to go on, what do we need to do to win the Super Bowl? And if that means going out and getting another corner, or if that means bringing another corner in, hey, do what you got to do. But there were a lot of things that happened in this game that were really good. So, I mean, I actually kind of want to start with the defense today and not the offense, because the defense has shown us week after week that they are a top 2 defense. And I've actually been sitting here trying to figure out what defense is better than the Chiefs right now. For the longest, I'm like, they're a top 3 defense. They're a top 3 defense.
You know what's weird?
And then I'm trying to figure out what other 2 teams are better than them, the defense.
The two defenses that have been better than ours are the Browns and the Titans. But it's only in like certain areas. Like they're not like doing enough to that they're winning games for their teams, where I feel like the Chiefs, well, obviously we have the best quarterback in the league. I don't care what any of y'all say. He's still the best quarterback. But I feel like our defense is helping us so much in winning these games. Whereas I feel like the Browns and the Titans, they have like all these stats that go up next to us where it's like they've allowed like the least amount of rushing yards and maybe the least amount of passing yards, but they have nothing on offense that's helping them win games. So
yeah, they can't put
their defense is doing fine, but like their offenses are just horrible.
Yeah. And even with us still having 2 interceptions, what teams need to realize is if Patrick's going to probably have an interception every week. Book it. But if you don't maximize on it and you don't put points on the board from it, you're not going to beat us.
Yeah.
At this point, interceptions are like drop passes. That's how I'm taking it. I fully expect it to happen, but that doesn't mean it's going to deter us from winning the game or not. Yeah. So our defense, it feels like they also kind of know that too. Like, well, hell, we're averaging 2 turnovers a game on offense. We need to make sure that we are stopping the run. Hence, no one being able to have a run game with us through 7 weeks.
Right.
The corners, they're getting the pressure that they need. They're going out there and they're getting the sacks that need to happen. They're getting those turnovers that need to happen. They're really flying all over the field. Now, there's still opportunities. I can still talk about Justin Reed not being good. Like, yeah, he had an interception, which was fantastic, but he still got cooked. And he's the reason why they scored a touchdown, because they got a 20-plus yard gain on him. Enough of that. But, I mean, you could kind of say that for a lot of people. Najee also got cooked on a play, and then they scored on that too. So there's still opportunities in our secondary, which is why it really sucks to see Jalen go out, not have Legarius Sneed. Do they trust the practice squad guys? And that was one of the conversations I wanted to get into, because I don't think they do.
Yeah. And
they
would have elevated
them by now.
I want to give a shout out to Roland Wallace, the rookie who was undrafted, who had a fantastic training camp, who we watched a lot in training camp. And we're like, this guy could be something, but he's an undrafted rookie and you never know what's going to happen with that. But granted, it was a horrible play by Brock Purdy and he kind of messed up and threw it right to our cornerback, Christian Roland Wallace.
Whatever.
But our defense, man, they balled out. Dave Merritt has those guys going so good right now. Our defensive backs. I mean, 3 interceptions. We've had 2 interceptions total before this game.
Yeah.
I just feel like they just prepared so well, and probably because it has a lot to do with them preparing for them again in the Super Bowl. And like, they just know this team so well, and Spagnuolo has their number against the Niners. And so to see them get 3 different turnovers was really cool. And I think that just boosted their confidence even more. So.
And you got to give credit to the defensive line, because if they aren't getting the pressure, they're not making Purdy and these other quarterbacks.
And George had himself a day. He was like all over their right tackle.
George McKibbit. And CJ together. It's so funny because I remember saying, okay, was that George or CJ? Was it George?
Right.
Every time something happened, they were both next to each other like this. And they're, I was like, right, okay, there. Well, whatever. At this point, you're the same person.
Yeah.
Usually when it's one, it's the other one. It's the other one. It's the other one. So You can't ask for more from this defense, and the run defense has been so good. It really speaks to Drew Tranquil, Nick Bolton. It really speaks to those guys playing right there in the middle, and those linebackers coming down and really stopping that run game too. If our D-line, our interior is so good, they are so saving good. Our secondary. Because right. If our interior was not good, our secondary would probably get cooked.
Oh, yeah.
Often. So,
and Nick Bolton has just been lights out this season. He's on his contract year and he's playing like it, because he is
absolutely
so smart. He is such a good leader. He has these guys ready on every single play. They're switching up coverage mid, like there were a few, I was rewatching the game and like there's a few like drives like almost mid snap to where they're like switching their coverage to what they're seeing. And that's why this defense, they are rolling. And if our offense just keeps it together, like, I think we're going to go on to do great things.
And that's
why you never know
what's going to happen with Veach. Because if the defense keeps rolling, he's going to be like, we ain't getting nobody.
I know.
And that gives me anxiety. Because he's going to be like, the guys we got, it can work. We have to get another receiver, though. But yeah, he'll be like, the guys that we got work. Our defense is going to get us the ball back. So I'm not worried about it. And that's really unfortunate, because I need him to not be cheap. Open your pocketbook, Veach. But no, the defense was great. Hands down, they killed it. They're killing it every week. We already know what that team – we already know what our defense is after the bye week. And even though this was a super early bye, they're rested. They look good. They're ready to go. And when you look through the rest of the schedule, it's going to do nothing but build confidence for those guys and let them be able to come in and rotate out. Now, again, I'm still going to always have concerns about the secondary. Trent, Nazi, Joshua Williams, Brian Cook been going off, though. I want to see more of him. I want to see more of Jaden Hicks. Like, clearly, Jaden Hicks is good. Put Jaden Hicks on the field.
I want to see a lot more of Jaden Hicks. I want to see more of him.
If we're letting the other rookies get burned, come on, Spags. Give us a chance here, right? So it's nice to be able to have those rotational pieces that are doing great.
And we're going to have to count on guys like Roland Wallace now and Nazi Johnson. Absolutely. And these guys are going to have to step up in Jalen's absence. But Jalen Watson has been so good. Like, if you guys look at these graphs that he's in week after week, he's phenomenal.
Tershawn Wharton.
Wharton. I love our depth. I love our depth at defense. I don't really worry about them as much. Like, I
don't at cornerback. I love our depth everywhere else, not at corner. That is the
but
only
it's like, I don't even know if we add a corner at this point. If they,
we're probably not. We're definitely not. But if Vita is going to spend $7, he's going to
be wider
$7 on a receiver.
Yeah.
Everybody trusts Spags, though. Like, I trust Spags. And we've seen
the different every day things
that he's dialed up. Like, we've seen the different coverages that he's dialed up
nuts.
And how he moves people all around the field. He's 100% going to go spend $7 on a receiver and not a corner. And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
That just means use one of those draft picks next year and go get us another corner, because we got to continue to add there.
Right.
Let's get into the offense, because it's always great to talk about the defense first. But the offense, again, another week of ups and downs and still finding out a way to win. I think we got to address the elephant in the room, and we talked about it. Patrick Mahomes, another two interceptions in this game. And the second one, he threw it directly to him. So I was just kind of like, huh, Patrick, what's happening there? Like, what? I was really
confused. Well, that one Xavier Worthy totally slipped on.
He slipped.
So then it, like, Patrick was throwing right there, but it's like, why aren't you?
I think Zay might have ran the wrong route, but then he tried to adjust back and he slipped.
Yeah.
And I get that. I'm never going to be hard on Zay because he's a rookie. And Andy Reid's very hard to learn.
He has the highest expectations on him right now because we don't have anyone else.
All of the pressure.
He's a rookie.
Hey, rookie.
Rookie on a team that's trying to three-peat with no wide receivers except you.
Guess what? You're the number one receiver now.
Welcome to the NFL.
Especially when you start Juju in this game and he goes out after the first
immediately.
Second.
Yeah.
And if this tells you nothing about the history of the Chiefs this season, you start a game, we lose you before the first quarter is over.
Yeah.
It feels like that all
it really does. It's sad.
Freaking season so far. So I'll never be tough on Zay because he's still learning. There's a lot to learn. He has a lot on his plate.
There's so much potential.
He's going to get it together.
He will.
It might even give us like the Rashee Rice effect last season, where Rashee was still learning the playbook and figuring out
absolutely
who he was and where he needed to be in this offense. And then him kicking it into high gear after week 12, when we're seeing more and more and more of him. That even could be the case with Xavier. We might see him week 15 through week 21 just go crazy. Because he truly feels confident in the playbook. Patrick feels like he has that chemistry with him.
Yeah.
And I think it's also important to talk about Travis Kelce in this game. Even though Travis Kelce didn't have a ton of yards in this game, he's so dynamic when he's on the field. And people need to understand and respect what his role is. He's one of the best blocking tight ends that the NFL has.
He's doing amazing at blocking.
People need to realize that because, A, he's old and he's sacrificing his body. When you're over 30, we do not get up the same way we used to. So he's out here sacrificing his body the way that he is and, you know, helping to create those holes for in the A gap or the B gap for the receiver or for one of these running backs. He's out there literally doing that because, as y'all also know, the tackles need help on both sides.
Jesus Christ. Especially the left side, which, you know, that's obvious. Wanye has great moments. He does. Like, he has great moments, but then he has moments where, like, he barely put a bump into Nick Bosa, and then Nick Bosa's right on Mahomes to sack him. And I'm like, what? We can't just be bumping him and hoping he dies. Like, no, Nick Bosa's not just going to fall off. Like, No. He's going to go and get your quarterback. So Travis has been, we lost, you know, we lost Blake Bell, who was our number one blocking tight end last season. So Travis has had to step up and be.
And then that. Number two was McKinnon.
we don't have McKinnon. So Travis has had to like step up and do that. Now we got Jody Fortson back. So he's been doing a good job. He got McColl in the end zone. He got McColl in the end zone. He helped, you know, do that. Like, he gets some.
This was his first week back. So, yeah.
So I feel like they're just all. The problem is like what we worked on this offseason, we say this every week, is just totally different than what we're getting during the regular season because we. It's almost like we had a different offseason in training camp. Like we. Or a different players that we were expecting. And then they're not. They're all. Hurt now.
So, whatever we thought was happening, it's not
happening.
It's crazy. So, when I say Veach balled out in off season,
he did
crazy.
We were feeling
it matters. None of it matters.
I'm honestly still depressed that we never got to see Hollywood, Rashi, and Worthy together.
And like, Isaiah,
those three on the field with Pacheco, Kelsey, Noah.
It's not fair.
It was dumb. You know,
the perfect 53 man roster, and then it goes to flame. So now it's like all of my high expectations I have. Yeah. Like, even this offseason, if Veach goes crazy, I'm gonna be like, I don't know, man. I gotta wait till like week six.
Right.
Give me to week eight,
and then we'll decide.
I gotta wait. But no, I mean, there's so many things on the offense. Someone else called it out. Noah Gray has been great week five and week six.
Yeah.
Week five and week seven. Lord. But yeah, I think it's important to recognize that Noah Gray has always been that role player that we needed him to be. And when his numbers call, he always steps up. And he's always reliable. So yeah. For him, kind of like Xavier, to have a little more on his plate and to still be executing at the way he is, that's fantastic. Because I thought some of that would also go to Justin Watson. And I'm not seeing it with him. He's still seemingly getting the same number of snaps as last year, but to see Noah really step up, just wait until defensive coordinators start going, all right, we got to start planning around Noah Gray and Xavier Worthy. And then you got to open Mecole Hardman and an open Travis Kelce. Like, what? Like, I know that's like week 13, 14.
Right.
But just wait until defensive coordinators are like, all right, this is maybe what
we got to worry about Noah Gray. Now. We got it. Yeah.
And it's like, yeah. Just wait. So I kind of like that. I know that we're very limited, but we still have a lot of great key pieces on the bench that can do exactly what needs to be done.
I want to give a shout out to the trick play we had. I believe it was in the second quarter. We brought Carson Wentz in as QB2, and Carson actually took the snap, and Mahomes was there next to him. Kelce was lined up in there. Carson, you know, they like sneak it off to Kareem Hunt. He's like a foot away. Not even a foot, inches away from getting the touchdown. But that was a really fun play to watch. I love that Andy got Carson in on that one. Yeah. I just know that made him so happy. So
absolutely.
Now, he wants to be throwing the ball, but he needs his confidence.
And does. I mean, you know what I think is going to happen. I think CEH is going to come back and they're going to put Carson at fullback where he needs to be. That's his jam. It's fullback. So I think that's what's going to happen.
You're talking about Carson Steele.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Carson Wentz on the
fake quarterback sneak that we knew that wasn't going to happen. Sorry, I was talking about the other Carson. My bad.
But Carson Steele did really good, too. He had a good game, too.
Yeah, no. I mean, I love Carson Wentz. I've been saying it since
we love him.
I've been saying this. I love his ginger. I love it all.
We love both Carsons.
But when I say Carson Wentz went out there and I was like, oh, they're going to do a quarterback sneak. Because we know Andy Reid is never going to let Patrick Mahomes do it.
No.
I'm just like, come on, y'all. Like, way to give it up to the defense so the defense knows. If I know this and I'm nobody, why do you think their defense doesn't know what's getting ready to happen right now? So that was hilarious to me.
It got us positive yards. It was only a few yards. It was only a few, but it worked. So
we got first down. That's all that needed to happen.
Yeah, I liked him getting involved in that.
I love it. Give Patrick a little breather there for a second, because you know he gets all. Let's get into the player of the game before we get into next week's matchup against Del Rey Does. Is this our first? No.
Never mind. It's our first game versus the Raiders. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, is this our first division game, but we play the Chargers.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Who's your offensive player of the game?
Offensive, I went Kareem Hunt. He had 22 carries for 78 yards, 2 receptions for 5 yards, and 2 tutties, 2 touchdowns. This man almost had 3. He almost had a hat trick. He was like this close to the end zone. And then that's when Patrick ran it in for that awesome slam dunk on
he Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all have seen the iconic picture of Muhammad Ali when he knocks somebody out and then he stands over him and calls him the B word.
Stood over him, put his foot down, looked down at him, and it was awesome. So Kareem didn't score on that one, but it was fun to watch Patrick do that. So
that was definitely an over my dead body moment.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was just like, oh, and I think it's because he was mad at himself for throwing 2 interceptions. But hey, do what you gotta do, Pat. I support
it. You got to do.
I support you running people over.
Oh, we love it. He trucked him. It was awesome.
What's even funnier is the player, and I can't say his last name. I think it's like Moot.
I know.
I can't say it. He was such a good sport about it. He was such a good sport about it, and I cracked up. He was on social media. There's a meme right now. I can't say it. I'm not even going to attempt. But he's such a good sport about it. He was super positive. There's this meme floating around social media right now with I can't remember his name, old boxer, and he was like, damn, I'm getting cooked right now, and he reposted that. And I was like, oh, that is so funny. So I'm glad to see that he could have that positivity, because that was embarrassing, but I loved every second of it. So my player of the game for the offense was Noah Gray. DG said it was a career high game for him this week. He stepped up for us this week and in week 5, and has really kind of realized that what his role is going to be. Hence the fact we did pay Noah Gray going into week 1. So don't forget, Noah Gray did get a payday. So we're paying you, Noah. We need you to go out here and catch these balls. And that's exactly what he's doing. And I love it. Noah went crazy, 4 for 66. Would love to see him get a touchdown somewhere in there. It didn't happen. It's okay. It'll come eventually. Who is your defensive player of the game?
I also wanted to give a shout out to Mecole Hardman for that awesome long punt return. Didn't touch on that, but he had a really, really nice punt return. So shout out to Mecole. Defensive player of the game for me is Leo Chenal. He was the highest rated chief on PFF with an 88.4 rating. He just had a phenomenal game. This guy is so good for us. He had 3 tackles for losses, tied for the first in the NFL that week. 10 cover snaps, allowed only 2 receiving yards in 10 cover snaps. Forced a fumble and forced an incompletion.
He went crazy.
Leo Chenal went crazy. He is so good against
the Niners. To be fair, Leo Chenal has been balling out all season, and if you have not been paying attention to him, then you need
He deserves his flowers, for sure.
He needs to be a better football watcher, because he has stepped up. He's trying to get some money, and I love to see it.
Yeah.
My defensive player of the game is Jaden Hicks. Very proud of the rookie.
Yeah,
he got an interception, and I think that every Chiefs fan has kind of been banging the table to see way more of him, and maybe that pick will let Andy know, hey, you can trust this guy.
Yeah,
tell Spags to let him play. You have to tell Spags, let him play. So very proud of the rookie Jaden Hicks. Very, 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 very proud of him. That's a great confidence builder of him. First career pick in the NFL. Just very overly proud of him. And he is everything we knew he was going to be. So shout out to him.
That's a huge confidence builder, getting a pick like in one of your first real. He hasn't been in a ton.
The Niners, literally the team that we just beat in the Super Bowl, that has one of the best defenses, one of the best offenses, one of the best head coaches. You were able to go out there and do that. So
He's awesome.
Shout out to you. So it's Raider week.
It's Raider week, baby.
We hate the Raiders. If you're new here, if you're new to Chiefs Kingdom, if you're a new Chiefs fan, we don't like the Raiders. We never have. And this is, I feel like the Niner game was a preview of what Patrick is going to be. Now, granted, in the Niner game, he threw for less than 200 yards, which, God bless. And honestly, it's kind of been like that a lot this season, now that I'm actually thinking about it. That's totally fine. I don't have him as my fantasy football quarterback, so it's good. But this is a revenge game. This isn't your normal division game against the Raiders. Like, we don't like them. And now that I'm sitting here realizing I have on a Chiefs shirt, but it's like Raider colors. Didn't mean that. This is a game. They beat us on Christmas at our house. They embarrassed us. They talk crazy about us. It was a terrible Christmas. And then if you remember in training camp, they were talking shit with the Kermit the Frog doll. So
they had their rookie. I don't know if y'all remember their rookie. Trey Taylor is his name. I think he's
whoever that is.
I think he's number 29. I think I looked it up and he's on the active roster. I hope if he is playing cornerback against Mahomes, I hope Mahomes targets him all game long. And I hope he gets cooked. Mm-hmm. And he had the audacity to like put this little Kermit the Frog Muppet on his hand and like make fun of Mahomes, the best quarterback in the league, when you're just a rookie on the Raiders. Like that's some audacity you have there. And Mahomes has seen it. He's confirmed it multiple times.
Oh yeah, he said he's seen it in the offseason.
Bobby Stroop has seen it. He says it'll get handled when it gets handled, and that's pretty big talk coming from Mahomes there. You're gonna feel the wrath of that. And like you said, on Christmas they just completely embarrassed us. And then Antonio Pierce, all offseason was saying he has the formula to beat us. And I'm sorry, but with what army? With what army are you going to beat us?
Especially now because you don't have Davante Adams and you don't have Aiden O'Connell. Wait, you don't have Gardner Minshew. You're playing
Aiden O'Connell. They don't have Aiden O'Connell.
They're playing Gardner Minshew. Who plays on that? I don't know. That is how irrelevant they are. I do not know who their quarterback is.
So Gardner Minshew.
Go get a real receiver. I like their tight end. I won't do that. But
their tight ends are really good. Minshew is their starter right now. AOC just went on injured reserve.
Yeah.
And they just signed Desmond Ridder off the Cardinals practice squad. So they got Minshew and Ridder at quarterback.
Love that so much for them. So not only are we
they don't have
another three interception games. Okay.
Also, remember they had their big splashy offseason signing was Christian Wilkins off the Dolphins D-line, who's like, he's crazy. He's great. But he's on IR right now as well for a while, and he might miss the season. So they have Max Crosby. They have Brock Bowers.
And that's it.
That's about it.
You have no Davante Adams.
No, so they don't have Davante Adams anymore.
Not only are the Raiders going to get it.
Not that he ever did anything against us, but.
Not only are the Raiders going to get it this week, they're going to get it both weeks. So I really don't have much to say. We already know that they're going to have chip help for Max Crosby because he's a freaking monster.
Yeah.
Hopefully the O-line can hold up enough to keep Patrick off the ground. Would love to not see him get on the ground because it feels like Max Crosby always gets a sack on Patrick every single time.
He will.
So really hoping that
he's going to get Wanye. He's going to get Wanye at some point.
Hoping he doesn't.
He will. I just hope we don't have a pick. Yeah. That's what I hope.
There should be. The O-line should be able to hold up against the Raiders D-line. It's literally only Max Crosby.
It's not like
they got a George Karloftis and a Nick Bolton. They don't have all of that on the rest of their line. They have a Max Crosby, who, of course, you got to put two or three guys on him like you would do Chris Jones. Let's respect it. But there's no reason Patrick should not be able to be comfortable in the pocket this week and to get the ball out. Now, he's going to scramble. And I'm glad last week that he remembered that he had legs, because I specifically remember yelling, "Run, Patrick, use your legs," to get a first down. And then he started running, and I was like, ooh, he hurt me. As long as he remembers that he has legs and he knows how to get out of those situations.
So this will be the first time the Chiefs are in Vegas since they won the Super Bowl there. So I do feel like it's going to be a bit nostalgic for all the guys that were on the team that won the Super Bowl there back in February to be back there. So I feel like that's really cool. And I do feel like, though, the Raiders, like Max Crosby, he's probably the only one. Like, I feel like they are going to be on, like,
Crosby even care anymore since Davante Adams is gone.
I feel like they're going to be on some BS of, like, we need to beat the Chiefs because they just won a Super Bowl here. But, like, I feel like Patrick Mahomes is going to be on even more BS of, you disrespected me all offseason. And, yeah.
Don't be surprised if they try to hurt your quarterback.
They think they have us figured out because they got a fluke 2 interceptions right in a row on Christmas. And I just, literally, that's not going to happen again. So,
not even.
No.
Like,
this
game is going to be very interesting. Sorry.
All right, go ahead. It's fine.
No, I was just saying this game is going to be very interesting. I don't really have much to say about the Raiders. I think
it's hard to even say, like, keys to the game. Like, it's not.
I think the defense is going to cook. I think we're going to win time of possession. Yeah. I think they're going to get turnovers. They're going to get the ball back. Would love to see a Brian Cook pick six this week. Trent McDuffie owes us a pick six. Would love for Justin Reed to not get cooked in coverage. I think the defense is going to feast and go absolutely
crazy.
You disrespected our quarterback, and I know we're not the offense, but what you're not gonna do is
they're not gonna disrespect him.
So they're not having that at all. And they I would be surprised if somebody like Chris Jones wore their Super Bowl hat to the game. Would not be surprised if I even caught that kind of energy.
I honestly feel like, now I know we have our qualms with him, but I feel like Justin Reed is the type of guy that, like, is like, you do not disrespect my quarterback, and I can see him. I can see Justin Reed going off this game. I feel like he is one of those guys that, like, you don't do that type of crap. I think the whole defense is going to feast. I think their run game sucks, and our run defense is so we're going to force them to pass.
Give us the ball.
It's not going to be.
It's going to be disgusting, and I can't wait. I don't even know what time we play.
I hope it's a bloodbath. I hope it's like 50-4.
If you know Andy Reid, you know it's gonna be like a 20-24-18 or something.
I
don't think they're gonna be able to score more than 12 points.
I don't think it's gonna be close. I really don't. But
because of that, I think Andy Reid's gonna be super conservative.
I think he's gonna be conservative, but I think he's gonna have a trick, like maybe like two trick plays to just put them on their toes.
Patrick Mahomes is liable to run for 100 yards this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's dumb.
It's going to be good. I'm excited.
I think that's all I have to say. I would say in this game, it needs to be a confidence builder game for Xavier Worthy. He should have a really good game. There's no reason Zay doesn't go off.
I hope he has 2 touchdowns.
He should go off this game. I don't know what McColl will do. But I definitely think this is going to be a Xavier Worthy game. I think he's going to cook.
Oh, yeah. Kathy says maybe behind the back touchdown. That'd be amazing.
I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Carson Steele has a good game. You know what I mean? I think this is where Andy is going to, like, let a lot of those guys kind of get some confidence going into the remainder of the season. Because this is a practice game. This is the preseason game, Raiders fans.
Especially if it goes the way we think it's going to go, I think our starters come out like fourth quarter, and then you get guys like, maybe we put Carson Wentz in at the end.
Wentz in the fourth.
Put Carson by 2.
I'm down for that.
Carson times 2. Put them in there.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah.
I'm down for that because I already know what Carson's chemistry is like with the Mecole Hardmans. We've seen that in training camp.
Right.
So, no, I definitely think they're going to go off. And honestly, like, don't be surprised if you don't see a lot of Travis this game. This could be like, he's going to,
I think we will at the beginning.
Could be low. It could be like a rest game. You know what I mean? And there's nothing wrong with that to get him ready for the following week.
I think we will at the beginning, but I think, as long as it goes the way we can.
After the
second
half.
Yeah, yeah.
After the second half, depending on the score, don't be surprised.
If I agree.
You might not even see Chris Jones on every snap. You know what I mean? So don't be surprised if you see it, because we're gonna cook.
And get some of these other guys' reps, you know?
I'm not really that confident all the time, but when I say we are leaving with the keys to the building, I mean it. Like, don't ever disrespect is crazy.
Do not disrespect the best freaking quarterback in the league that just won a Super Bowl in your stadium, okay?
You can literally, like, talk crap. That's fine, but disrespecting us is different. And we lost y'all on Christmas at Arrowhead.
And as a rookie, to disrespect, that's nuts. Like, you're... Mm-mm.
Yep, I ain't got nothing else.
Do we want to give score? Do we want to give a score prediction?
Now we're at the end of the game. End of the show, we'll do score
prediction. I guess we can do end of the show.
So, there are some really good games this week. I don't even think the Chiefs-Raiders game is a good game because we're going to kill them.
Right.
I think it's going to be boring. Like, I actually might have two screens up. It's fine. Week 8, there's a few good games to pay attention to. So, Thursday Night Football is Vikings at Rams. Rams have not been that great.
No. They've lost, Vikings, like, everyone on their offense. Yeah.
Vikings just lost. They not losing this week. It sucks to not be undefeated anymore. Can't relate. But I definitely think they're going to go into L.A. and be like, all right, that was their get-right game, I guess.
Yeah. I do think it could be an entertaining game. I think it has potential. But the Rams are just missing.
I would like to see the Rams lose so they can give up Cooper Kupp. Just saying.
Please.
That's what was supposed
Cooper
to happen.
Cooper Kupp, he will be active on Thursday. He will be playing.
Yeah, he'll be active. But he can be active and they still lose. Amari Cooper was active and he still got traded. Yeah. Davante Adams had a hamstring.
Oh, I fully agree.
Don't blame him. Hamstring. I got a hamstring too.
Yeah.
Noon. Eagles at Bengals has a very...
That's a wild...
Oh, wait. Did we say who were winning? We said Vikings were winning.
Vikings, yeah.
Okay. Eagles at Bengals. It's a very interesting game because this is... The Eagles are not good. The Bengals are trying to dig themselves out.
Can you imagine this game? Okay. This game 2 years ago, would have been like elite.
Prime time.
But now?
They got flexed out, right? No.
Yeah, they did.
They got flexed out of
prime time. They got flexed out of 3 p.m.
Because nobody wants to see that SHI.
But I actually think it has potential to be like interesting.
It's going to be there's going to be like 4 interceptions.
It's going to be a fumble. Man, it's at the Bengals.
The Bengals run defense is so bad. I'm taking Saquon Barkley for 2 touchdowns on Sunday. Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, their run defense is horrendous.
And he's Bengals have no run game.
At all. Like, it's going to be, I'm definitely taking him for 2 on Sunday.
Are you taking the Eagles? That's hard.
Oh, I think the Eagles win. The Bengals are at home. They're going to win because their run defense is going to, their run game is going to win it for them. Saquon is going to go off against the Bengals. They cannot stop that man. You seen what Derrick Henry did to them.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I had to think like, they played already, right?
I kind of think.
I'm going Eagles this game for sure. 100%. Eagles. Even though I hate Nick Sirianni.
I do too, but I hate the Bengals more. Give me the Eagles.
Absolutely. Before we get into the next game, shout out to everybody who's in here listening. If you're on Twitter, retweet the show. If you're in YouTube, go like the episode. I think you have to go out to like and come back in. Go like it, come back, and then we'll talk about the next game. But like the episode while you're here. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We're only 52 away from 1,800. That was like an hour and a half ago. I probably need to go look again. But no, thank you for liking the episode. Thank you for retweeting the episode in advance. So next game is a division game, which, you know, had the potential to be good, but now the Bucks don't have their number one.
I know.
So Falcons at Bucks. And when I was watching the Falcons play this past Sunday, I was like, have they played a game on the road yet? Like, I feel like all of their games have been at home.
They're all at home.
Like, I feel like they've had like 5 home games already. Which is crazy.
They've had a lot. So it must mean the rest of their schedule is like on the road, right? But this is at the Bucks.
I'm like, I'm actually about to go look that up.
I feel like
just want to know.
I still do think the Bucks have a lot of talent on offense, even without Godwin and Evans. But I don't feel like they have a ton of their game plan. Now, listen, like their game plan is just going to have to be completely different. But these two teams,
they need to run the ball with Bucky Irving.
Man, so yeah. Good. And the Bucks, like, their defense is just not good. They allowed Kirk Cousins to pass for 500 yards.
And they let Lamar get like 498.
It's insane.
And Derrick Henry ran all over him, which lets me think Bijan might run all over them too, because Lamar. And Derrick Henry, it's like they saved Derrick Henry to the fourth quarter and then he ran for
It was weird. Derrick Henry didn't exist.
100 yards and a touchdown. Yeah. Didn't even play till the fourth quarter. Like,
what? Randomly showed up and like ran for 80 yards. And we were like, hello? Like, where did you just come from? Like, where have you been all night? Like, I don't know.
Resting and keeping them legs warm, clearly, because what in the world?
But I also think the Falcons probably feel like the division should be theirs now, especially with these injuries. So I think they win.
Yeah, I think the Falcons went on the road too. But that's only because the Bucks are so depleted now.
Beat up.
That's
the only reason why. Yeah.
Next game, Bears at Commanders, which dang. Oh, I'm lying. Well, I'll go back.
We could go there.
Bears at Commanders, which sucks because this was supposed to be rookie versus rookie. And well, has Jaden been
Jaden
out yet?
No.
And so Justin Herbert definitely played with broken ribs.
Right. Awesome. I honestly think he'll probably go, if I had to guess, because both of these teams, the Commanders and the Bears, have been so good so far this season. Both are rookie quarterbacks, number one, number two picks. It took Caleb a little bit longer to find his stride, but he's pretty much found it now. Right. So I feel like it's going to be, I just really want Jaden to play because that's such a good game.
The Commanders do not have to, Jaden does not have to practice all week. He got the system down.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing. He has chemistry. Yeah. He's good. Like, he don't have to play all week. Now, I will say, I do think that he will play. I think he will be a GOAT. But if he takes maybe a wrong hit, they may pull him and bring their backup in.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I'm fine with that too. But no, this is supposed to be like the matchup. This was supposed to be CJ Stroud, Bryce Young last year, and it didn't happen.
This was supposed to be that.
And that was a big miss because the NFL didn't give us that last year. So I think they're trying to get it right this year with this one and two combination. So if Jaden Daniels plays the full game, I have them winning. If he does not, I have the Bears winning.
I feel the same way.
Because the Bears have
looked good. If Jaden Daniels can play it.
If he can play the full game, which means they're probably going to really maximize their run game this week because they probably don't want Jaden throwing as much. They probably don't want him running around as much. But, I mean, I don't know. I think he might play the whole game. He ain't got to do nothing this week. He can just get some treatment. They can give him a couple shots before he goes out there and give him some more at halftime. He might be good to go. I mean, yeah. I've seen worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, if he doesn't play the whole game, then I think the Bears win.
I agree. I think it just depends the health, honestly.
Yeah, 100%. Next game, which is going to be pretty good. Should be pretty good. Bills at Seahawks.
I'm really excited for this one.
I think this is probably one of the best games of the weekend. Geno Smith, though, has not been as good as I want him to be, and that's very disappointing.
He, like, is and he isn't. It's so weird. It's not consistent.
Very mid. Not mid.
However.
Very medium. Very lukewarm. What's happening?
However, the Bills okay, so Geno Smith has been one of the top quarterback passers this season. he is getting those yards. He is finding his receivers. They have a good run game with Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet.
Yep.
As a 1-2 punch. Their offense is very good.
DK Metcalf is hurt.
Oh yeah. Shoot, I forgot about that.
Yep. DK's hurt.
Metcalf is hurt. Shoot. Yeah, that's so tough. So JSN, knows? Jackson Smith and Jigba is gonna have to step up big time.
I love JSN so bad.
I do too.
I love JSN. Oh
man. But I also think the Bills defense has not been like elite against great offenses. Now they are out DK, so that's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. Telling you,
I think it's gonna be a good game.
The Bills are definitely winning this game.
I'm gonna go Seahawks just for fun.
Now I will say this,
because they're home. Defense,
if the Seahawks defense can be who they have been in past, then they should win.
They have a lot of elite people on defense. Like, their corners are good.
Can they stop the receivers? Can they stop Josh Allen from scrambling?
I don't know. The Bills, outside of now Amari Cooper and James Cook, are not great. Shakir is good. Kincaid, the Bills are probably going to win, aren't they?
The Bills are going to win. I think they win. Yeah. Yeah, especially with Amari Cooper. Like, yeah, I think they're going to win.
Hey, is a huge
Josh Allen will probably get a rushing touchdown. It's going to be very annoying.
Always. The thing that bothers me about Josh Allen is he has his running backs do all the dirty work all the way down the field, and then he sneaks in for a touchdown.
Selfish.
Patrick Mahomes even said that. He was like, I felt selfish doing that. I was like, you should.
Well, you are, Josh.
You should.
You are, but he's definitely playing like a top.
But also, the one thing the Bills have going against them is that's a six and a half hour flight from Buffalo to Seattle.
They'll be fine.
That's a 6.5 hour flight.
Yeah, they'll be fine though.
It's like almost international. Like, that's a long. And then you're going behind. You're going
closer than that. Well, wait, I don't.
It's gonna feel like 3 hours later for them because that's a 3 hour time difference. So if we have anything on our side, it's the distance. Time difference. Yeah.
But I think they'll be fine though.
They'll probably win. But go Seahawks.
In LA,
go Seahawks.
They play the Raiders. Anyway, go Seahawks. The next game I think is going to be terrible. Horrible. And I wish they would flex. This is a game that should be flexed out. Flex this game out. Cowboys at Niners is going to be terrible.
Who knew that was going to be horrible to start the season? Not me.
Oh my God. It's going to be so bad. I don't know if y'all listen, but Jerry Jones is crazy. And he's still been talking cash.
He's nuts.
He's been talking cash on media people in Dallas. ESPN says the Niners are going to win. The Cowboys are 3-3 and the Niners are 3-4. This is just not.
It should have been such a better matchup, and it's not.
I'm very disappointed.
I guess I
can watch World Series on Sunday night.
Yeah, I think the Niners are going to win.
Yeah, I do too. The Cowboys are bad.
Cowboys are not good.
And not they good have a normal receiver. Give us
and they lost. But they lost Micah Parsons.
And
they lost, DeMarcus wasn't it Lawrence? Out. Yeah, and DeMarcus Lawrence.
Who cares? They have CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Like, give us CeeDee Lamb and we'll give you Leo Chanel. Okay.
No.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if we had a number one receiver right now, like CeeDee Lamb.
I'm not trading Leo.
I was literally just naming a random person. My point is,
my player of the game.
They have a healthy.
But they also just paid CD. So
correct. Well, right. That's my point. Y'all have a health. Y'all just paid Dak. Y'all just paid CD. There's no reason your offense is not winning games. I don't care how bad your defense is. I've seen the Chiefs' defense be bad and the offense still win games.
Well, and I think their run game is really screwing them. They have zero run game.
I literally was just naming a random person on the Chiefs' defense, y'all. Calm down. My point was,
not Leo.
Imagine, you know what? I'm moving on because y'all about to make me mad. So I think the Niners win this game. Next game is Monday Night Football, Giants at Steelers. going to be a good game. Steelers are going to run all over the Giants and embarrass them because the Giants are terrible. No,
also, it's not Monday Night Football worthy.
No.
It's terrible.
Malik Nabers even back?
He's back.
Did he play last week? I didn't watch
that. Yeah, he did, but he didn't do much. But yeah, give me the Steelers.
I'm like, I didn't watch the.
Give me the Steelers.
Russell Wilson starting this week again. Russell Wilson's
defense is good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Russell Wilson was pretty good this week. Not mad at that at all. So
he killed the Jets. He killed the Jets.
They're showing who they are and what they can be. And I love to see it.
Now, can I just say what?
Controversy.
I hate that we just have to put up with all of these New York teams in primetime every single week.
It's annoying.
Every other week, it's one or the other. And they're terrible.
I'm so tired of seeing the Jets. If they don't start flexing the Jets out.
I understand it's a New York market. I understand what y'all want to do. But, like, neither team is good.
I would rather watch the Jets than the Cowboys right now. I do not want to see the Cowboys. They are so bad.
I don't even know at this point.
It would either be the Cowboys, who are bad. The Niners, who are bad. The Jets, who are bad. Like, these are the teams that are always in primetime, who lead the slate in primetime. None of them are good.
They're not good.
All right, I'll watch them. The Chiefs, sure, I'll watch them. Like, your AFC teams are like, great, fine, whatever. I don't want to see the Dolphins. They're terrible.
But honestly, like, I was looking at the matchups for this week, and that's why my list isn't even, like, there's some good games, but the rest are, like, terrible games.
Yeah. But so but I think a lot of these games are so bad because there's so many injuries this season. Yeah. This feels like the worst season for injuries.
Yeah.
Like, and I felt like last year was bad.
Right. This is even worse.
It's like out the gate.
It's horrible.
I'm like, we can't even get to week 10.
No.
Without there being some type of something. So I need the football guys to chill or to come back or to wake up or whatever. Because it ain't good. It's not good at all.
No, it's terrible. I heard even George Kittle has, like, a sprained foot now after our game. I'm like,
yeah, I saw that.
When did that, like, it's just terrible.
And it could have been something he's been battling with the whole time and just maybe tweaked.
Right.
Because, you know, he gets a lot of treatment every week.
Yeah.
Just like Travis. They get a lot. They've been in the game for so long. And they're
George. Yeah. He always has random injuries, for sure.
Yeah, always. So. Well, what's your score prediction for Raiders Chiefs?
I'm going to go crazy with this one. I'm going to say we put a 40 burger for the first time in the season.
In like 2 years?
We had one against the Bears last year.
Oh, yeah, 41.
So I'm going to go 40.
Did we? 40. Or was that the only 40 game I remember is the Niners 2 years ago.
We had Bears, and I think even Chargers got close last year.
Yeah, if we had a 40 game last year, it was on.
Either way, I'm going to go. This is my 40 game. I'm going to go 40 to 17 Chiefs.
I think it'll be like 30, 34, 15. Like, I don't know who's scoring for them. Defense? Their defense is going to score? Yeah, I don't think they
depending us doing something points. Stupid. They might.
And honestly, those 15 points could all come from the kicker. So, I don't see them scoring more. I genuinely don't see them scoring more than 12, but I'm gonna say 15 because, yeah. But yeah, I definitely think it's gonna be like a 34-15.
Yeah,
would love to see Carson Wentz come in the fourth.
So you're saying I want to write down our predictions. You're saying 34-15.
Yeah, easy. Because I don't think they're going to I don't know how they're going to score 15 points unless we fumble in the end zone and give them the ball back on the one.
I'm going to say 41-17.
That's where I'm at.
That's more of a, all right. Love it.
That's where I'm at. That's how I feel.
Love it.
Well, let's get into these sponsors. Autograph. Shout out to Autograph. We just told y'all about it not that long ago. Make sure you download the app. You can see all of your favorite sports teams on there. You can listen to all of your favorite sports teams podcasts on there. And it's not just football. It's NBA. It's MLB. We're in the World Series, y'all. It's hockey, which is back and better this year. Already like some crazy games happening. It's football, it's soccer, it's literally everything that you can think of. Not only can you go on there, you can buy some of the cheapest tickets that you can find, better than any other sports app, but you can also listen to podcasts. You can also follow your favorite podcasters, which are us. So make sure you download it and use this promo code, Kingdoms Queens. Download it, use the promo code, follow our podcast, listen to our podcast on there, and add all your other favorite teams on there. Like, it's easy.
Yes.
Next is homage. And we are overly due for a giveaway. We didn't even do one in October.
That's October, right. Like, went and came. So, like, we came and went so fast. I don't even know.
November.
I don't even know.
I'm going to email them as soon as we get off of here. We might need to do two for November. Because it's holiday season.
It's holidays. Yeah, we got to.
Like, why not?
I get them going.
So, if you have not downloaded the Homage app, and if you're a WNBA fan, which I just saw this the other day, absolutely loved it. They just dropped some championship WNBA merch. And I was like, oh, my God. I was obsessed. So you can also buy all of your Chiefs gear on there. They have some of the best vintage Chiefs gear.
They really do.
Characters, great fabric. Just
Tecmo Bowl. They have like the Tecmo Bowl t-shirts, which are really cool. They have a lot of really cool stuff.
Stewie and Sabrina. And I was like,
the Tecmo Bowl one?
Yes, it was so cute. Nice. But no, they have all sports teams too through Homage. Great products. Washes well. Love it. They're also starting to add that fall stuff on there too. So your jackets, your long sleeves, your hoodies, all of that good stuff on there. So go check out the website. We're going to work on a contest for y'all very soon.
It's such good quality. Their product is such good quality. Like, yeah. It's so soft. You're going to love wearing it. So
elite.
Check out Homage.
And we announced this on the pod. Twitter. We announced this on Twitter on Sunday. I was like, we didn't podcast. We announced this on Twitter on Sunday, but we have a brand new brand partnership that we're super excited to collab with. Pink Lips Cosmetics. So for one, download the app and make sure you see that there are two P's and one S, Pink Lips Cosmetics. So much great product. I was on there earlier just kind of picking out some of the things that I want. All kind of like lip glosses, lip balms, lip tints, foundation,
skincare,
lots of skincare for men and women.
So men, y'all check it out.
Yes, all of that. Like, there's so much good, great product on there for all skin types.
And it's local. Like, how cool is that?
Kansas City based. And if y'all have not heard of Pink Lips Cosmetics, it is sold in every Target. Go into your local Target. I know y'all go to Target and you get your Starbucks. If you're like me, you get your little cart, because I always have to get the little cart, because if I get the big one, I buy too much stuff. Get your Starbucks, get your cart, go to the makeup aisle and go look for Pink Lips Cosmetics, because it's in every single retailer. This brand also sponsored the Mystics, Washington Mystics, the WNBA team a few seasons back too. So, tons of great, great products on there. Men and women, mainly women. There's stuff for you men, but we have a promo code. So if you go to their website, www.pinklips2psands.com, you can go on there and shop and you will get 10% off with our promo code KQ10. So lots of great things on there. We're definitely doing giveaways. She wants to do giveaways and, like, once a month.
Yeah. So we're definitely going to be trying some of this product and wearing it, so you guys can see us on it during the show. Or see us wearing it during the show.
We're going to do a big giveaway for Black Friday, and we're going to do a big giveaway for Christmas too. So cannot wait to really tap in with them. But we just got this brand partnership over the weekend and couldn't be more excited to support women helping women. So
absolutely. Love it. Love it. Love it.
We have an event coming up.
Is that already next Tuesday? I think so. We should say see you next Tuesday.
Is that next Tuesday?
It is. Yeah, it is.
All right. So I'm lying. We will not see y'all next Tuesday. We will see y'all next Wednesday. We have been invited to
a Boulevard event with
everybody's
favorite center. Creed Humphrey.
So again. Creed Humphrey is having a tailgate gala next Tuesday at Boulevard, and it's so great. KC Pet Project is going to be there again. Jack Stack's going to be there with a buffet and all kind of stuff. 810 is going to be there. They're going to be doing silent auctions. They're going to be giving away beer. It's a time. They invited us. We're going. So we will not see y'all next Tuesday, but we will see y'all next Wednesday. Yes. And we will be able to recap a lot of stuff. The Chiefs blowing the Raiders out. Sunday night football, Monday night football. The gala. Yeah,
we're headed into Monday night football next week. So you know, it's crazy.
There's so many things that we're going to be able to talk to you guys about next Wednesday. So again, if you are in here, I see a few likes came through, which love you for that. Please make sure to like this episode if you have not. Thank you. Please make sure to like this episode if you have not liked it yet. Your likes help us so much. So your likes and your retweets do everything for us to help us be successful. We're not successful without y'all. So like the episode, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done so yet. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, on Instagram. If you want, on either one of our pages, you can click on our link tree and it'll take you to Homage, it'll take you to Autograph, and it'll take you to Pink Lips.
All the promos.
All three things for us, for y'all, in one spot. So make sure you're following us. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us, Lexi and Jody. Like, follow us too. Like, why not? So
wherever you can. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. And we'll be live tomorrow on Apple and Spotify. So if you missed anything from tonight, check us out there. And we love y'all. See y'all next Wednesday.
Y'all have a good night. Let's go 6-0, 7-0 on the way.
7-0 on the way. Let's go Chiefs.
Rolling, because we're the best team in the NFL. I don't care what any other AFC team has to say. The best team in the NFL. You know what? Before you end this, and you can end this while I'm talking. I'm talking to you now. Imagine averaging 2 turnovers a game and being 6-0 and still throwing the ball for less than 200 yards a game and still being 6-0. Imagine.
We saw Baker Mayfield throw 2 picks last night, and what happened there? Not pretty.
You can't relate. People not can't pretty. Relate. Sorry. Can't relate. Sorry.
Love our defense. Shout out defense. You're elite. Love y'all.
Can't relate. Da 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 da. Don't suck. Sucks to suck. No, okay. Bye, y'all. See y'all next Wednesday.
All right. Bye, y'all.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.